Ever lose your ability to taste during a cold because your nose is stuffed up? That's because the nose is intimately involved with taste. When you chew, flavor compounds from the food may enter the back of your mouth. And when you breathe out, you carry some of those flavor compounds up into your nasal cavity. As children, we basically learn, the first lesson of table manners is to keep the mouth closed while chewing, and you also want to breathe smoothly. Randy, a mechanical engineer at Penn State, said, I think this is not only because it's polite, but also because you can smell the food much better if you can breathe smoothly. Smell contributes to taste by this back door, and it turns out our airways are particularly tuned to enhance that effect. Randy and his colleagues 3D printed a model of a woman's airway. To track airflow, they mixed water with special particles and pumped it through the model, filming the results. They found that when you breathe in, that inward airflow actually forms a curtain at the back of your mouth, blocking food particles from getting into the lungs, which is a good thing. And when you breathe out, air swirls through that cavity in the back of the mouth, sweeping up those particles and delivering them right to the nasal cavity where you can smell them. There is a way to destroy this well-tuned system. The effect's ruined if you're really huffing and puffing. Meaning, if you're wolfing down your food, gasping for air, that breathing actually delivers more of those food molecules into your lungs and fewer into the nasal cavity. In other words, your mother was right all along. Keep your mouth shut and don't wolf down your food. It'll cut the chances of choking and enhance the taste of the meal.
Question 20. How does Randy explain children's first lesson of table manners? Question 21. What's the result of Randy's experiment? Question 22. What is the case that one is possible to get choked according to the lecture?